think we are live. I think. He's saying we are. So we are. So hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining tonight. I'm really excited about this special guest. This month, I have been talking about love, loving yourself back to health. What does love have to do with health? Just so many different topics with so many different awesome women who are taking their health back as well. So today, I have Miss Samantha, which I'm excited to chat with. Would you mind just kind of giving us an introduction of who you are and what you do and all that good stuff?
Absolutely. So I'm senior pastor at Kingdom Grace Ministry. I also am the director and founder of Women at Work Empowerment Ministry. And I host the Noonday Prayer Evangelism Ministry on Facebook Live and a host of other things that God gives me to do. So I'm located in the Seattle area and I'm just excited to be here. And thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. You're welcome. Now, I want you all to know that I have met some amazing people just right here on social media. And I had the honor of meeting you at a conference that we both were able to speak at. And so it's been conversation since then. And I'm just honored to be able to interview you on today. So we're talking about self-worth. If you've ever questioned your worth, wondered, am I worthy? I just have asked Pastor Samantha to just kind of share a little bit on that. What are your thoughts on when it comes to worth and your value and things like that? Because a lot of times people hear self-worth and they think it's all about self. Like, what are your thoughts around self-worth? Where does it come from? Just give me a snippet. Give us a snippet about that.
Self-worth is how we view ourselves. We, many times, especially Christian women, we know that the Word of God says that we value, that we are valued, that we're worth more than rubies. We hear that all the time, the Proverbs 31 woman, but we don't apply that to ourselves, or we don't see ourselves through that lens. And so we look at ourselves through our faults and what we think is wrong with our bodies, or failures or different things. And that's just not how God wants us to look at ourselves. And so when we talk about self-worth, we have to value who we are as women, who we are as people. And in valuing ourselves, we show that we have value by how we care for ourselves and the relationships that we allow in our lives, what kind of people that are close in our circle. We show that we value ourselves by how we live. And so when we talk about self-worth, we have to talk about how we treat ourselves.
I love that. I love how you ended how we treat ourselves. So that just kind of goes right into what I'd love to ask. You're on your own personal health journey, which is amazing. Tell us a little bit about that. How much weight have you lost? How's that journey going? And, just give us something on that.
Well, the journey has been amazing. I've lost 11 pounds.
Yay!
that's a huge success for me. I've been struggling for the last 5 years. I've been stuck, and I haven't been able to go below this number. And I've tried different diets, and I've gained weight, and I lose that weight that I gained, but I would go down back to that number. It was like I was at a plateau. And my body just refused to go down. And it didn't matter whether I was exercising, I was walking 10,000 steps a day and incorporating this diet and barely eating. And I was still gaining weight. And so I'm in that menopause phase. And so I had to learn my body again. So I recognized that my body was different because I was always naturally small. And so this whole weight struggle was new for me, and I didn't like it at all. I was like, I do not like this. I need you to go back how you used to be. And it was not listening. And so I wasn't in a place where I was at peace with that.
Yeah.
And so I started this health journey, and I am, I said down 11 pounds, which we broke the plateau, and we were moving on past that, and I'm going to continue on until I reach my health goals. I'm not going to stop, but more so than the weight that I lost is the health issues that have changed in my life. So I have struggled with high blood pressure for the last 20 years. I've been on a variety of medications for it and have done some health changes, part of diet changes to help with that relaxation. It was unstable, even on the medications, it was up and down. I have consistently had regular blood pressure readings since I've been on this program. And that has been the biggest victory for me, because like I said, that's been a 20-year challenge. And doctors, you know, they like to, when they don't know what it is, well, you must be stressed or you know, hereditary, but it wasn't hereditary. And I don't carry stress. So it was no real explanation. They couldn't help me.
Right.
That's what they needed to say. Well, sorry, we can't help you. And so to have that struggle over, that's been huge for me. And I was waking up with headaches on a regular basis. I just wasn't sleeping well.
Yeah.
My body was not resting when I sleep. I'd sleep, but I didn't rest.
Right.
And so I would still wake up exhausted, and I'd have to press myself through the day on a regular basis.
Oh,
and
I love that.
I don't have headaches anymore. I'm able to rest better. And it's just been a huge change for me. I have higher energy.
Oh, I love it.
Focus better. I almost don't even care about the 11 pounds. I'm like, I am so healthy.
You're gaining so much more, right?
Yeah, I gained so much more. And I was also having a swelling in my feet and ankles. And that swelling is gone 100%. I look at my ankles and I'm like, I just can't believe y'all are back. I'm like, y'all are back. You're really back.
Oh, I love it. I don't know if y'all picked it up, but she just reversed some stuff in her life. Like, we're in the business of pulling people out of what they thought they could not come out of. And that is so powerful. You said so many powerful things. And I want to touch on that one, just one thing that stood out. You said you dealt with high blood pressure for 20 years. Can you speak to that really quick? The person that's watching this that has been on blood pressure medication, cholesterol, any of those medications, can you speak to them right now who feels they cannot come off of it? Or that's in the blood?
Absolutely. So here is how I did it, what God gave me. So I truly believe that God has given us a remedy. According to his word, he's given us remedies. He's given us cures. So I searched God to guide me to what he had that works for me.
Yes.
And I do not believe in just depending on pharmaceutical drugs.
Right.
I believe that God has, he has everything created. He created everything that we need. Man-made stuff, it's helpful. You know, if you have to have it, you know, I was on the blood pressure med.
Right.
And so if you have to have that to regulate you, then do that. But I truly believe that there was something that I needed to be guided to help me with my health, with that high blood pressure.
Yes.
And there was no explanation. I looked healthy, you know, I was slim. It wasn't my weight. I've never been like obese.
Right.
And I was always, I wore between a size 5 and a size 8. That was my normal size for me. And I had high blood pressure. And people would look at me and be surprised. And so it was nothing that I was inflicting on myself intentionally or unintentionally. And I bind every generational curse off my life. So that whole hereditary thing, even if it was so, it did not apply to me, not in my mind. Yes. It didn't apply to me. It was canceled from the day I accepted the blood.
Okay? Yes.
And so I believe that God guided me to that place, and he will guide you to your remedy. He will guide you to, when you are seeking it, when you are truly asking him for it, he will guide you to what will work for you.
Ask, seek, knock, and the door will be open. Like, it will happen. And so I love that you shared that. So I want to ask, you are a pastor. Why do you feel like it's important for the body of Christ to be healthy right now?
Well, it's not good for anybody when you're not yourself.
I agree.
And when we aren't healthy, it's not, we aren't ourselves. And God has work for us to do. And if we can't even take care of our vessels, then we won't be able to go forward with the things that God has called us to do. We have to remember that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God says we're not our own.
Right.
That God purchased us, our spirit and our body.
Right.
And so because He has possession of our body, we have to take proper care for our body. I just spoke on at a women's retreat last weekend, and this came up. And I want to use this example. It's not related to health, but it's related to our bodies belonging to God. Mm-hmm. And so the example that we were talking about is, I use an example. My grandsons, I have some two grandsons, and they learned how to write. So they're writing on walls and stuff. And so our subject at that moment was about tattoos. And I told the ladies, I don't believe that you're going to go to hell if you have a tattoo.
Right.
But if we really look at our bodies as God's vessels, they belong to Him. We're not going to put any old thing on it. We're not going to put any old thing in it. I just know that God is like I am with my grandsons. You better stop writing on my walls.
Right.
Boy, if you don't stop writing on my walls,
yes.
Grandma's going to get you. And so I just know, you know, that it's important for us to really treat our bodies as though they are not ours. And when we have something that an old pastor of mine said this once, and I thought it was kind of humorous, but he said somebody had asked him if they could borrow something of his. And they said, I'll treat it just like it was mine. And he said, you better not treat it like it's yours. You better treat it like it's mine. So we need to treat this like it's his, and not like it's ours.
Oh, that's powerful.
We treat it like it's ours.
Yes.
And so it's important when we treat it like it's his, and we're going to ask Him what needs to go in it. And we're going to ask Him what it takes to maintain it.
Even
through all the changes, especially as women that our bodies go through, God will show us when we ask Him about His vessel.
Amen.
He will ask us how to maintain it. And that's important for the church. That's important for believers. I remember a testimony that a pastor that I had the privilege of visiting his church, he was sharing about how he had went and bought this car. It was a luxury car. And he said God told him that he gave him the approval to go buy the car. And he said, God, now if I go get this, you're going to have to make the payment. And God told him, I'll make the payment. And so he went and he got the car. And he was sick, and he had to go on a sabbatical. I think he said for like a year. He had to cancel all speaking engagements.
Wow.
His brother had to take over the church for a season. He was down for a year, and he had those car payments. And he said, God, he said, now we talked about this, and you told me that was okay for me to get this car, and I'm still making these car payments. And God told him, he said, I set everything up for you to make the payments. He said, but you had to cancel every engagement because you didn't take care of your health, because you didn't take care of your body, because you didn't put what was necessary in your body. So it's important for us to take care of these vessels so that we're in position to receive what God has for us.
Amen.
And we're able to also be used where He wants us to be used. So when He had to cancel those engagements, the enemy got two birds with one stone. So there were people there that needed to be blessed, that He had their blessing and He wasn't able to release. And then He was going to receive, God was going to bless Him with the finances, cover that car, do all those engagements that He had to cancel. So
that's so good.
Yeah, so we have to be truly mindful of whose temple this is. And, you know, the Word of God in 1 John, it tells us, you know, I wish that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Mm-hmm. And so it's important for us to not be out of balance with just focusing on the soul and not focusing on the body.
Right.
Because they should prosper at the same time. We should be growing at the same time. Our health and our body, we have to be strong. And then in the scripture that comes to mind is Proverbs 31 and 17, when it talks about the virtuous woman. Specifically in verse 17, talks about her girding herself up with strength and her arms being strong. So she's taking care of her body. She's working out. She's eating the right things, or she wouldn't be able to do all of the things that she was able to do. We can't do all of the things that we need to do if we're down. I don't have time to be down. I've got too much to do.
We have too much, right?
Yeah.
Too many people, right?
Yeah, right. I don't have time to be down.
Yeah. I mean, I heard you say so much in all of that. Like, partnership is what I heard. Really deciding that you're going to partner with God and take responsibility for your part of what you're supposed to be doing. And God is going to partner with you and help you accomplish it. But we can't just say, okay, God, it's all on you and I don't do anything, because that's just not going to work. So I love that you pointed that out. And the reason I want to say too, when I said, why do you think it's important for believers to take care of their bodies? And I phrased that question for a reason. I phrased it because I remember being in a conference once, and there was a guy, because I believe everybody should be healthy. I want to make that very clear. Not just believers, everybody should be healthy. I also believe that believers have a certain level of influence in the earth, right?
Exactly.
And so this guy said to me, he said, I look around and I see pastors in America, because he wasn't from America. He said, I see pastors in America that are overweight. They can hardly walk. He said, I would never want to know their God, because doesn't God supposed to live in you? Like, you're not taking care of that. I would never listen to a pastor who doesn't take care of themselves. And I was like, wow, that was really like an eye opener for me, because if people want to know our God, then they're looking at us, not just the physical part, but just how we live our lives, right? And so that really like resonated with me when I heard that. And so I'm glad that you kind of touched on all of that. So anything else that you'd like to add to this, or say to someone who doesn't feel like they have hope or doesn't feel worthy of a healthy life? Would you like to give them some type of hope?
Well, yes, absolutely. So there's always hope for you. Don't give up on God. He has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself, because God believes in you. And search God. Talk to Him and begin making some changes. Some changes we know to make. Some things we know, if we're eating a lot of fried foods, a lot of processed foods, a lot of unhealthy things, we know when we're doing that. So some things we know we can just cut down. Drink more water. I drink 64 ounces of water a day, and I log it, so I track to make sure I meet my goal. So if we're drinking a lot of sodas, we some things we know. So if we do just that which we know to do, the Word of God says if you know something good to do and you don't do it, in the book of James, it's a sin to you. And so if we need to start by just doing what we know to do. And we need to feel worthy. God believes that we're worthy. He died because He believed that we were worthy. We were worthy for a more abundant life. Part of our more abundant life is a healthy life. And the Word of God, where on the first commandment with the promise, which is honor your mother and father, and you'll have long life. That long life is a long, healthy life. It's not a long, decrepit life. It's not a long life of suffering and sickness and disease. That wouldn't be a blessing if we live long and we live in that condition. God does not want us to live in that condition, and He's given us encouraging words in His Word to help guide us in that area. And so you are worth it. Don't lose hope. If I had lost hope, I'd probably be at 174 pounds, because that was the plateau I couldn't get under. At that weight still, because I'd have given up. Don't give up. That there is a cure for you. There's a remedy for you, and God wants you to believe that it's for you. To believe that He values you like His Word says He does.
Yeah.
And He wants you to value you like His Word says He does as well. I also kind of wanted to just touch on the obese thing that you mentioned, because that is something that we really don't address in our churches.
Yes.
There are a lot of pastors that are obese. And gluttony is a sin. Mm-hmm. And we need to just call it what it is. And now I know that it's not always overeating, but in many cases it is. It's overeating or it's improper eating. It's what we put in the vessels that don't belong to us.
Yes.
And so we really do need to address that. And
I agree.
This is awesome, and what you're doing with encouraging us to be healthy and treat our bodies better. We need this in every church. There needs to be a health ministry in every church, helping those who may have surrendered to the unhealthy lifestyle, because that's what happens. We surrender when we begin to just allow food to govern us. I remember a man of God say one time, "I'm not gonna dig my grave with my teeth," talking about how he eats.
Right.
And that just stuck with me. That was years ago. And I say that now. I'm not, every time I want to veer off, I'm not gonna dig my grave with my teeth. it's not gonna happen. And so we need this. You see, I've been searching a long time. I got all these nuggets along the way.
Right. I love it.
But we really need this in all of our churches, you know, and we need to stop overlooking it and acting like it's like the elephant in the room. I mean, everybody sees it. Everybody sees it. You can't even sweep that under the carpet, you know.
We see it.
We see that you are, 300 pounds.
Yes.
And to focus, and instead of focusing on the weight, focus on health.
Yes.
Focus on getting healthy. When my vision changed from that, when my view changed from that, and I focused on getting healthy, it's so much more important for us to be healthy. When you're healthy, the weight will leave.
Right.
Focus on health. So we definitely need ministries like yours and health coaches in all of our churches.
Yes.
We do. Because it's evidently a problem.
It is. And I'm so glad that you were open to address that, because it is so obvious. And, we can come up with all these excuses about, but the truth of the matter is we are called to be healthy, because that's what scripture says. And if we walk by the truth, then we should walk by what the word says. And it says that good health belongs to us. So we have to grab hold of that. What did I want to say to you? Oh, I've been praying about this thing. You just said something that really just spoke. You was like, this is needed in all the churches. Do you know that is one of the reasons why I became a health coach? That is what God put on my heart, is to help people in the church, because I saw it and I always was turned off by it. I could not find, I thought that working out, taking diet pills would do it, because I gained weight at one point. And it was hard for me to get it off. But when I found this, it worked, right? But even with that, for those who are in the church who are trying every single thing and they have given up, I believe that there is hope for people. So I'm so glad that you addressed it and talked about it, because it's so needed. And for me, I believe that it shows integrity, kind of, sort of, because if we're walking by the word, if the word says it, then we need to live it. So I appreciate you for just taking the time to do this. Did you want to say something else?
I think we're good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, you had another question.
No. That's it. Those are the things I wanted to talk about, and you nailed it. Hopefully someone was helped by this, and someone has gained some hope. And so if you're looking to get healthy, honestly, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to continue to go in the same direction? Are you going to decide you're going to change it? You've heard Pastor Samantha's story, her testimony, and I just believe that people overcame because of the word of what's the scripture? I'm not going to butcher that scripture. And overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony. Is that it?
Exactly. That's it.
Awesome. So her testimony is powerful. So listen to it. If you're catching us just now, go back and watch the replay. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate you. And I look forward to chatting with you very, very soon.
So do I.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye-bye.